Our story today, the story of St. Patrick. Patrick, born around 385 in Scotland, probably Kilpatrick. His parents were Romans living in Britain in charge of the colonies. As a boy of 14 or so, he was captured during a raiding party and taken to Ireland as a slave to herd and tend sheep. Ireland at this time was a land of druids and pagans. He learned the language and practices of the people who held him. During his captivity, he turned to God in prayer and wrote, "The love of God and his fear grew in me more and more, as did the faith, and my soul was roused, so that in a single day I have said as many as 100 prayers, and in the night nearly the same. I prayed in the woods and on the mountain even before dawn. I felt no hurt from the snow or ice or rain." Patrick's captivity lasted till he was 20, when he escaped after having a dream from God in which he was told to leave Ireland by going to the coast. There he found some sailors who took him back to Britain, where he was reunited with his family. He had another dream in which the people of Ireland were calling out to him, "We beg you, holy youth, to come and walk among us once more." He began his studies for the priesthood. He was ordained by St. Germanus, whom he had studied under for years. Later, Patrick was ordained a bishop and was sent to take the gospel to Ireland. He arrived in Ireland March 25th, 433 at Slane. One legend says that he met a chieftain of one of the tribes who tried to kill Patrick. Patrick converted the chieftain after he was unable to move his arm till he became friendly to Patrick. Patrick began preaching the gospel throughout Ireland, converting many. He and his disciples preached and converted thousands, began building churches all over the country. Kings, their families, entire kingdoms converted to Christianity when hearing Patrick's message. Patrick preached and converted all of Ireland for 40 years. He worked many miracles and wrote of his love for God in confessions. After years of living in poverty, traveling, and enduring much suffering, he died March 17th, 461. He died at Saul, where he had built his first church. And why a shamrock? Patrick used the shamrock to explain the Trinity and has been associated with him and the Irish since that time. Patrick was a humble, pious, gentle man whose love and total devotion to and trust in God should be a shining example to each of us. St. Patrick feared nothing, not even death, so complete was his trust in God and the importance of his mission. And we're given that same calling. Matthew 28:19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.